Chris Webb covers everything that is college baseball in the state of Ohio at BuckeyeStateBaseball.com, and we're glad he started doing some stuff for us as well on CollegeBaseball360.com, and going to talk to him for a bit right now. Chris, let's start off talking about Ohio State. They're 19-9, started fairly solid, hit some bumps in the middle. How do you see the Buckeyes as they stand right now? You saw them, I know, up close and personal last weekend in their series against Indiana.
Yeah, it's kind of a situation where they hit Big Ten play, and it seems like the atmosphere and the intensity amongst the team kind of ticked up. And right now, I think Ohio State is playing closer to the team where people in the preseason thought this could be a regional host or even a Omaha contender, and it's kind of coming to fruition right now as far as a team where they're playing consistent pitching and they're hitting well and the fielding is starting to pick up a bit. So, I mean, it's kind of an all-around performance where Ohio State's really kind of stepped up play up here of late. And just one of the big key changes is Coach Bob Todd going ahead and putting Drew Brzezinski into the starting rotation. He's kind of solidified that Saturday starter, the number two pitcher behind Alex Wimmers. And it's really given Ohio State probably the best Big Ten 1-2 punch of Brzezinski can't pitch to the potential that had him named the number three prospect of Baseball America in the Valley Baseball League the previous two summers. So Ohio State has a pretty potent 1-2 punch there with Wimmers and Brzezinski. And obviously the big story heading into the season was the fact that the Ohio State returned 8 of 9 everyday starters, and the bats were going to lead this team. And so far the bats have done well.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. The lineup still looks good. Wimmers is 7-0. He's the reigning Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, but pitching has been the biggest question. You had Wolzelianski started in the rotation. He went to the bullpen, came back and started, and the Brzezinski, like you talked about, has moved from the bullpen. He has 4 saves, but he's also made 4 starts now. But as far as a regional, do you think that it's actually settled enough that they might be able to actually do some damage?
Well, as it sets up right now, as you mentioned, it is probably good enough to go ahead and win the Big Ten. But the key is will it be good enough to win a regional? And a lot of it will kind of depend on Dean Wolesianski and the fact that he has kind of, you don't want to say he has regressed the last 2 years, but he came in as a redshirt freshman in 2008, had a very solid year where he went 7-4 at the ERA below 4.5. And last year he really struggled a bit. And that was also due to the fact that the 13-week schedule where you had the compacted schedule and people might not know this around America, but hey, you know, the effect of the Northern schools just as much where they were kind of planning on the 14-week before the universal start date happened, and Ohio State had more 2 midweek games than ever before, and that's kind of also in part the big thing going from a 4-weekend set to a 3-weekend schedule. But Ohio State last year at times had to throw Wolesianski or Eric Best on a Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday rotation or Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and it just wore down Dean physically as well as Eric Best at the end of the year. And as you saw last year, unfortunately, the big 37-6 and even the 24-8 shelling where Ohio State just flat out ran out of arms. This season, Dean has struggled a bit to kind of recapture some of the form he had in his freshman year, but he has come around late, and he is a 20-game winner in his collegiate career. So, you know, he does have that going for him. And so far, he has 2 of the 4 Big Ten victories for Coach Bob Todd in the Big Ten. So Dean will be a key question come regional if Ohio State does advance to regional, where is a 326 batting average against going to come into play, where, you know, do you have the SEC team or ACC team who can kind of just load up and drive the ball all over the place, and is it going to come back and haunt Ohio State? I guess honestly I don't know right now. It's going to be a situation, best case, where Wimmers goes out, lights out in game one, you know, you have Brzezinski kind of pick up the slack there in game two, and the bats hopefully just kind of bat around the third game for Ohio State.
Big series coming up this weekend. Ohio State and Michigan State are tied for first place. The Spartans are the surprise of the conference so far, 22-7. They just took 2 out of 3 from Minnesota last week. Let's start with this. What surprises you more, that Michigan State has been as good as they are so far or that Minnesota has been as bad as they've been to this point?
In my opinion, it's clear that Minnesota has been as bad. They did lose Eric Decker from the football injury, but the tone was that he would also kind of, you know, focus on the NFL draft. They did lose Derek McCollum, who, by all means, probably was the Big Ten player of the year last year. And so their offense had 2 power holes there to fill. But still, Minnesota returned a talent all across the board in the lineup and the pitching and the rotation, the bullpen. And that's more of a surprise. I personally felt like Michigan State was a top-3 team here in the Big Ten this year. They returned. Tony Buciferro had an outstanding freshman year last year on the mound. They had A.J. Hatcher, and they have Kurt Wunderlich. And that was just a very solid 1-2-3. And in my opinion, it's the most consistent and deepest weekend rotation in the Big Ten. And last year, the bats did struggle. I believe only Northwestern finished below them in the Big Ten in batting average. But they were a very young team, and I I really like what Coach Jake Boss Jr. is doing at East Lansing. He's a Michigan State alum. He's from Lansing. He's really just kind of revitalized our program. He's getting alumni support in the program, in the community. You know, he's kind of really put his heart into it. I spoke to him last year after the Big Ten tournament, and he convinced me, you know, he's a guy here for the long haul, and he's really committed to turning Michigan State around. So their start, while 22-9, you know, you probably don't, or 22-7, you probably did not expect right off the bat. But for them to be atop of the Big Ten this early, by no means a surprise at all to me.
Who do you think this series is bigger for this weekend, Ohio State or Michigan State?
It's Michigan State. In a situation where, you know, they are kind of a program kind of coming around, this will be the series, you know, to say, hey, you know, we're kind of here. We're going to be – you need to take us seriously.
There were rumblings about Bob Todd possibly retiring at the end of last season. He came back. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think the odds are that he's back again in 2011?
Seven right now. Last year it was actually the end of his contract, so there's a lot of talk right there about, you know, are they going to offer him a extension or is it a renewal or whatnot. So that there was a lot of rumors around last year, and also the fact that he finished the 2009 season with 997 wins. Obviously, you don't want to go out when you're that close to 1,000 wins. You know, that's a kind of a statement right there. He's already a Hall of Fame coach, and there are problems amongst the alumni, amongst some of the Buckeye backers. You know, is the program kind of content? Has it peaked? Like, is Coach Todd kind of doing enough to really advance the program? And more so, on the heels of what Coach McDonald's doing in Louisville, you really can't say Louisville has more of a warm weather advantage than Ohio State. You can't say the Big East is that much better than the Big Ten. So, you know, folks in Columbus were kind of looking a little south and saying, hey, you know, what's kind of going on down there? Why aren't we at that level? But Coach Todd does have a year-to-year contract where him and the administration will meet come July or come June and kind of just sit back and say, hey, you know, how is things going? This is how we feel the program's going. Can we get some of the feedback? And they'll make a decision before the July 31st deadline of whether or not to renew the contract. I still probably feel that he will be back, regardless of kind of if the program has plateaued or not of late. He has a lot for the Ohio State Buckeyes in his 23rd year now here. He kind of has not a hot seat, but he kind of has a comfortable seat where, you know, maybe he can't fall back a bit on what he has done. But there still is pressure to say, hey, you know, are the Buckeyes advancing? Are they doing as much as they can to maintain their stature as a Northern?
We'll have more coming up with Chris Webb of BuckeyeStateBaseball.com in the second segment of our podcast.